علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 16th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the important discussion of his strategy in guiding and reforming the Islamic community. And one of the strategies that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions was that there will be a filtration process where people will be filtered, where their realities will be discovered and will be recognized. And one of those filters will be the Battle of Jamal, where Imam Ali alayhi salam recognized the people, where people were recognized, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw which of these people are really truthful. Are they going to be fooled by some of the apparent, very respectable people in the apparent sense, like maybe the wife of the Prophet or maybe some great Sahaba? Are they going to be attracted by them in such a way that they will leave the path of the truth? Or no, they will keep the truth as the criterion and follow what is correct, even if on the other side there seems to be a very powerful figure, a very respectable and honorable person in the apparent sense. What is the criterion? Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted to revive the idea that truth and the Islamic true principles is the criterion and not some apparent glamour or some apparent position.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about those filters that Imam Ali alayhi salam said in his sermon, that you will be certainly filtered and you will be certainly deceived. Imam Ali alayhi salam, we say that the first filter was the filter of the Battle of Jamal, whereby on one side you saw that the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes with a camel, with a whole entourage, and we see what happened. Now comes the Battle of Siffin. In the Battle of Siffin is the other sieve, whereby people had to fight Muawiyah. Muawiyah that, acted like he's a very pious and religious person in the apparent sense, but inherently he was a very impious, world-loving, and very proud person who killed several important Sahabas, who also committed heinous crimes, who actually reinstated, or rather he is the one who re-established, or you can say he started this bid'ah, and this new system of governance of, you know, whereby people choose their own children as leaders themselves and dictate it to the people, and finally actually bring up a system of kingship and kingdom, which was not there in Islam. And various other crimes that Muawiyah committed, that the Shias and the Sunni scholars both agree on that. This Muawiyah was a very, very shrewd and clever person. So the first sieve was a sieve of not being deceived by apparent position, apparent honor and respect. That was the first sieve. The second sieve again was also of the same type, but this time it is a bit different in the sense that this sieve was not to be deceived by the apparent state of the Quran. So when Muawiyah saw that he was losing the battle and Maliki Ashtar was just next to his tent and was going to take over and win the war, Muawiyah takes the Quran and puts it on spears and tells the people that I'm ready for a peace treaty, and I don't know, let the Quran be an arbiter between us. And therefore the people got confused by this apparent trick. That means the people did not have that insight to see that these apparent verses of the Quran, these apparent, you know, parchments of the Quran, is not the actual thing that is going to bring our salvation, but it is acting according to the true teachings of the Quran from Imam Ali alayhi salam that would actually lead to our salvation. But unfortunately, a few people did not have that understanding and they were sieved out in the process. This was the second sieve.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about these various filters that were there for the Islamic Ummah. The second filter was the filter of the Battle of Siffin, where you can say this was where Muawiyah was cheating the people with that apparent strength and glamour and that apparent, you know, show of Islam that he had. And when he raised the Quran on the spears, he knew that he doesn't actually believe in this Quran, but he had no choice but to raise that on the spear so that people, so that Imam Ali doesn't advance towards them. And this trick of Muawiyah, this scheme of Muawiyah was successful. And some of the feeble-minded people in Imam Ali alayhi salam's army, they even went against Imam Ali alayhi salam. So this was the second filter, whereby a large group of people, unfortunately, they deflected from the army of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they forced Imam Ali alayhi salam to to succumb to a certain arbitration system that was very unfair. And of course it came up to the loss of the Muslims and to the army of Imam Ali alayhi salam, while Imam Ali alayhi salam was just two steps away from winning the war. Well, this was another sieve, as I said, another filtration process, whereby Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted to show the people that, see, the water of Islam is dirty. The water is made up of people. The water of the Muslim Ummah is made up of people who are just, whose minds are so stagnant that they just look at the apparent things and they don't have even that insight to see the internal intricacies of the events that are happening. Inshallah, we'll discuss about the third sieve in the third filter in the coming session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه مرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه